I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. Just because you paid attention to something does not mean you know it, doesn't mean you can do anything with it, and it does not mean you shall profit from it.
Stay all day.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work On Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by the Mental Workbook. Learn how to plan your days, condition your mind, and set your goals properly for the rest of your life. Find out more and get your Mental Workbook at DreAllDay.com/workbook. You are tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected has yet to occur. And on top of all that, a huge dose of personal initiative, the go-getter energy for you to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, we get the mindset, the method, and the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is focus versus attention. I talked about in the episode on the five forms of investment, which you can listen to at DreAllDay.com/podcast. I talk about the five different forms of investment: time, money, attention, energy, and focus. Sometimes people tend to think attention and focus are the exact same thing, but they are not. You need to know what the difference is and why they are separate entities when we talk about those five forms of investment. Back in March of this year, I did a post on Instagram where I was talking about Puff Daddy's, and I talked about this on the podcast, where Puff Daddy was doing this show called Making the Band, and he forced his artists, the artists who had made the band, he made them take a walk from Manhattan to Brooklyn to get him a slice of cheesecake. And my post was all about having the willingness to go do something like that that is seemingly ridiculous because you're trying to get on, quote unquote. You're trying to get to that next level, and the person who could help you get there tells you to do something that you may not really want to do. May not seem so sensical, but you don't have the power to tell them that. So you just go do it because you want to prove to them. You may not even think about how sensible it is or if it makes sense or not. You just want to prove to them that I'm willing to do anything to get to my spot. You got to be willing to do that in order to get on. A lot of people liked the post, but one person left a comment and he said he respectfully disagreed with my point. And what he respectfully disagreed with was not anything that I said or the actual principle of the post, but he had something against Puff Daddy. He goes on to call Puff Daddy a piece of shit, is what he said in his post. First thing I'm thinking to myself, okay, is that how you respectfully disagree with somebody's point, is to call the subject a piece of shit? That was funny to me. But his point, I surmise, was to dis Puff Daddy. He has something against Puff Daddy. Who knows why? Nobody knows. I did not further engage with this individual. I almost responded to his comment, but when I first started typing to the comment, I said, no, I'm not responding to this guy. And then I just deleted his comment. Instead, decided to make this podcast episode about it so I could get something valuable out of the situation instead of just some wasted time that this guy spent writing the comment and I spent actually reading the comment. He disliked this guy for some reason. I only use Puff as a basic example of the hustle that you need to get on. Obviously, anyone who's seen that would have noticed that, except this one individual, and it's only a 60-second video. But he noticed, out of everything that I said, in a 60-second post, just this out of everything. Out of everything that I was talking about, here's the principle, here's why it matters. This is an example that I'm using, but here's why it matters. This is what I'm talking about. This is what it do for you right now. But what he decided to focus on was just a little piece of the person who I decided to use, and he figured out he had some reason why to call this guy a piece of shit. And that's what we're talking about here today. Difference between your attention and your focus. Point number one. Attention, ladies and gentlemen, is what you are looking at, and focus is what you see or take away from what you're looking at. I shall repeat. Attention is what you are looking at. Attention is the direction you are looking in. Right now, you are listening to my voice on this podcast. I have your attention, hopefully. Focus is what you will take away from what you hear on this podcast. Now, if you are a person who does not take notes when you're listening to the Work on Your Game podcast, first of all, I'm disappointed that that is the situation. If you don't take notes when you listen to this podcast, you will not remember everything that I said. You probably won't remember all 3 points that I give you in this episode if you're not taking notes. Therefore, what really matters, because I already have your attention, what matters is what you focus on. From everything that I say here in today's episode, what will you take away from it? What will you get? What will you remember? And what will you actually apply? Because all of those are based on your focus. Because I probably said something already that you forgot, and you're not going to remember it if you don't listen to this again and you don't take notes. The point of my Instagram post that I referenced at the beginning of this episode, and there was a caption that clearly reiterated the point that I just explained, it had nothing to do with Puff Daddy. I was just using him as an example. In my frame of reference, that's something that I thought of. If you got a problem with Puff Daddy, listen, go to his Instagram and leave your comment. I mean, this is the BS part of social media that we get to. People spilling out their faux outrage to achieve what ends exactly. And you're not even talking to the person you're outraged at. But that's a whole different conversation that we've already had on this podcast. And I'm pretty sure we're going to have it again because things aren't getting better. They're just getting worse. Attention is what you're looking at. Focus is what you see and what you take away from it. Just because you're looking in the direction of something doesn't mean you're going to get anything out of it. Like when I tell somebody something, for example, a person will come to me and say, yo, I listened to your podcast episode on such and such topic that they think they need help with, or I watched your YouTube video on such and such topic that they came to me asking about, and they say, well, you know, I kind of already knew the stuff that you were talking about, so what? All right, so that stuff has your attention, right? You already knew it. You have given attention to it and you knew it. It has been filed away somewhere in your memory bank, somewhere in your knowledge. It's filed away, this thing that you quote unquote already know, but it doesn't have your focus, because if you were focused on it, you would already be applying it and then you wouldn't have the problem. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Just because you paid attention to something does not mean you know it, doesn't mean you can do anything with it, and it does not mean you shall profit from it. Somebody quote that to me, tweet at Dre all day. Again, just because you paid attention to something does not mean you know it, comma, does not mean you are applying it, comma, and does not mean you will profit from it. I hear on the internet people saying things like that. I already knew that, or that's something that I already know, or I heard that before, or I read that before. So the hell what? You read it before. What are you doing with it? Have you profited from all these things that you already know? If you profited from everything you already knew, you'd be a billionaire. Attention is just that you looked at it, you noticed it, you saw it, you are aware of its existence. If you do not focus on it, you can't get anything out of it. Point number two, being somewhere physically in life, where you physically are in life, is one thing. And with today's topic again is focus versus attention. Being somewhere physically is one thing and being present is another thing. Reiterates what I talked about in point number one, where this gentleman left this comment on my Instagram post. So he understood, he saw what I was saying and he heard the message, but he wasn't present in the message. Because why? He was already thinking about what negative can I come up with about the subject that you use as an example. He wasn't present with the message. The message had nothing to do with the messenger, whether that be me or it be Puff Daddy. The message had nothing to do with either of us, but he decided that he was going to pay attention to that part. So he was present. He was physically there, rather. He was there, but he wasn't present. You understand? It's kind of like the difference between being a parent and being a mother or being a father. Yeah, you were physically there and you physically did X, Y, Z, but were you actually present when you were needed to be present? And I think all of you know exactly what I'm talking about. Presence is not the same as your physical person being in the vicinity. Being at work is not the same as working, right? Hearing is not the same as listening. Watching is not the same as seeing. Sometimes people say, well, you know, I've talked about this in a previous episode of this podcast where I talked about a Uber driver or a Lyft driver that I had. They did everything they were supposed to do. I actually wrote about this in a Daily Game episode also. If you're not on the Daily Game, you're not getting my Daily Game email, go to DreAllDay.com/game and get on that list. Lyft driver or Uber driver, whatever, he picked me up, drove me to the airport, let me out of his car, and then he drove off. It sounds like he did everything right. The car was clean enough. There was no problem with the music or anything like that. Everything went smoothly. I got there at about the time that I expected to get there. The problem was he didn't do anything else. He didn't get out of the car to help me put the luggage in the trunk, even though I don't need help putting luggage in the trunk. But if I'm paying for a service, I expect you to get out of the car and put my luggage in the trunk. He didn't get out of the car when I got there to take the luggage out of the trunk. He didn't even say hello when I got in the car, which is crazy. I said hello to him, but he didn't say anything when I got in the car. He barely even turned around to look at me. He was just sitting there waiting for the door to close so he could start driving. This guy did nothing other than his job. And some people would say, well, there's nothing wrong with it. He did his job, right? And there may be some Lyft driver listening to this saying, well, he did what he was supposed to do. He's not supposed to take that out. What do people want? People want to be waited on hand to foot when they get a Lyft? Hell yeah. You in a service-based business. If you don't want to provide service, I mean, he got paid, I'm sure, for the ride. I didn't one-star him and try to get the ride refunded or anything like that. I went and wrote a Daily Game email about the guy. He didn't get anything other than that. All he got was exactly what he was supposed to get from that ride. I don't even know what the percentages are, what you get when you do a $15 Lyft ride or Uber ride. Somebody can fill me in if you like. It doesn't even matter. He didn't get anything other than that. And it's the same thing. I would, with 90% confidence, assume the rest of his life looks exactly the same. He gives exactly what he has to give, enough that no one can say that he didn't do it. And life pays him back exactly what it has to give him. Not enough that he can get anything extra, not anything above and beyond, because he's not an above and beyond individual. I'm of the belief that how you do anything is how you do everything. So yes, he was physically there and he physically did everything that he was supposed to do, but he was not present. You see, if he had been present, then he would have been like, you know what? I'm doing a service. What can I do to stand out? What can I do to make this person remember me? What can I do that would make this person want to give me extra money on top of whatever they're paying for the ride? That's the question you got to ask yourself. And this is a tangent that I'm talking about here. Today's topic, again, is focus versus attention. If you're in a service-based business, here's the question that you ask yourself. Anyone who works in service, okay? This is the question you ask yourself. What can I do in working with this person or serving this person or helping this person or dealing with this client that would make this person want to pay me more money than the price of the service or the amount that we agreed to or the cost of the Uber ride or XYZ, whatever it is that they have already agreed to pay for, the basic baseline price? What can I do that will make this person want to give me even more money than that? That's the question you need to answer when you're working in a service-based business. If you cannot answer that question, you need to keep thinking about it until you can. And when you do get answers, you need to work all those answers out in the real world and your real work until you find which ones work, and then you need to keep doing them. Because that will affect your income. You'll make more money if you start applying those things. If this driver had just asked himself that simple question, what can I do that will make this guy, Dre, want to pay me extra? What can I do to make this guy tip me a dollar? And there are a few people who left a comment in that. When I did an Instagram post about this guy, this Lyft driver who didn't do anything above the bare minimum, a few people left a comment asking me, did you leave this guy a tip? Like, I didn't even think that was even a necessary question. Hell no, I didn't leave him a tip. I'll tell you right now, anybody who out here rides, who does rideshare driving, if you don't do anything above and beyond, and I expect you to get my luggage and put it in the trunk, that's basic. I'm not looking at that as a extra. I'm looking at that as basic. You need to go above and beyond. If you're not doing that, I'm not tipping a damn thing. So you can say that I'm cheap. You can say that I'm wrong. You can write me a long post about why people who work in service business only really make money on tips. Well, that ain't my business. That ain't my problem, actually. It is my business, but it ain't my problem that you only make money on tips and you're not getting any shit. You need to do something to get something. The problem is not the people not tipping you. The problem is you not doing enough to guarantee a tip. And again, today's topic is attention versus focus. Your attention is on, hey, I'm not getting the tip. But your focus, instead of your focus being on what the people who have the money, the customers, are not doing, your focus needs to be on, what am I not doing that is causing these? What am I not doing to cause these people to want to separate with their money? That would be my tip. Before we get to the rest of the show, let me ask. You heard people talk about the zone all the time, getting into that state of flow, that state where you're not even thinking about anything. Everything just comes to you naturally and you're doing it at your highest level. We call that being in the zone. How would you like to be able to get in the zone whenever you wanted to, where you could just snap your fingers and tell yourself to get in the zone and it actually happens? How about maintaining your focus and your full highest possible level of confidence at all times so that you can be the leader that you've always envisioned yourself to be? And with all of this stuff I said, how about you can make it all stick forever, guaranteed? And if you're thinking that's all just a pipe dream or it's fantasy and it can't possibly be reality, I want to let you know that up until now it was. until I created my course called Bulletproof Mindset. Bulletproof Mindset is a 12-module course, the only course of its kind that will help you deal with your challenges of perseverance, getting frustrated with yourself because your results are arriving too slowly, self-belief when you're underperforming, and it's not because you're not good enough because you lack confidence in yourself. What about persistence? Not sticking to your plans long enough to see the results. Maybe it's personal initiative. You're hesitant to make that first move, to pick up a phone, to make a call, to take charge of a group, to approach a person. If those have ever been a challenge for you, Bulletproof Mindset was made to handle that challenge. If you're an up-and-coming athlete, a salesperson, an entrepreneur, a seasoned professional at what you do, if you're building your brand, if you're a business professional looking to grow in your position and move up in your career and in your life, if you're a student looking to deal with time management, dealing with new people, if you fall into any of those categories, Bulletproof Mindset was made for you. Again, 12-module course. You're going to get the 7 golden rules of the Bulletproof Mindset, deal with the 15 common mental errors. You'll get complete understanding of mental conditioning. You'll get my bulletproof strategies for focus, learn to communicate with power, dipping yourself in gold, which is the finishing touch on the Bulletproof Mindset, and lifetime access to all course materials. Again, this is called the Bulletproof Mindset Course by yours truly, Dre All Day. Get full information and get started at DreAllDay.com/bulletproof. That's DreAllDay.com/bulletproof for the Bulletproof Mindset Course. Now let's get back to the program. Point number 3. Today's topic again is focus versus attention. Attention, people, means to take notice. Focus means the center of that notice. Simple as that. You notice something is happening, you're paying attention to it. The center of that noticing is your focus. Focus is a key to success. We know this, right? That's why focus is one of the 5 forms of investment. Many people would agree that if they were better able to focus, it would help their lives. Would you agree to that? That if you're able to double your ability to focus and double the depth of your focus in life, you would be a more successful individual. You would achieve more success. Do you agree with that? Yes or no? So here's the thing. Since your answer is yes, it is not that you need a whole new thing to look at. It's not that you need to change what you're paying attention to necessarily. What needs to change is what you see in what you're looking at. And that is the thing that will make all the difference. If you keep looking at the same things you're looking at and start to get something else out of it instead of what you've been getting out of it, that'll change all your results. You listen to this podcast every day. You're giving me your attention. You're hearing me say things. But what are you actually taking away from what you hear in this podcast? And everybody's going to have a different answer. Different people have different answers. And it doesn't have to be one thing that you take away. You could do something like take notes on this episode, take notes on these podcasts, and you take a whole lot more stuff away than the person who's only just listening to it and discards it and moves on to the next one and forgets 97% of what I said. People who know a sport like basketball or hockey or football, people who know a sport well, when they watch the game, they're not just looking at the ball. See, the casual fan, the average fan, average observer watching a basketball game is watching the ball. They see what's happening with the ball, the guy dribbling, the guy posting up. The people who really know the game at a higher level, they see and they watch what's happening away from the ball. They're focusing on everything that's happening away from the ball in basketball. 9 other people on the court who don't have the ball. And let's say 2 people near the ball, and there are 8 other people doing things who are not near the ball. He's watching them. Or she is watching them. When I read a book that's not even a good book, you ever read a book that was just whack? When I'm reading a whack book, I'm looking in the book. I'm going to keep reading the book, and I'm asking myself this question. What did this person do right to get to the point that a publishing company was willing to invest in him? That a publishing company was willing to invest time, money, effort, energy, attention, and focus into making this book come to life, even though the topic sucks, even though the writing sucks. How did that even happen? I'm looking for that. I'm trying to figure that out because this person did a sales job. There was some salesmanship that went into this whack book coming to fruition. I want to figure out what it is. Why? Because I can take from that something that I can use when I go make my next sale. It doesn't even have to be a book sale. It could be any kind of sale. There's some principle I can learn from that I can take away. Instead of focusing on this book is terrible, this person's terrible, I can't believe they put this book out, I could write a better book than this. You ever hear people say things like that? I'm looking at how were they able to even make this come to fruition. There may be something in there that I can use. Where's the $1 million in this whack book? It's somewhere in there. Even if it's not in the content, it may be how they even got to the point of putting that content out, that garbage content out. What are you going to get from your focus? You are choosing to focus on, we can only focus on one thing at a time. So whatever you're choosing to focus on, what are you going to take away from that focus? I'm going to leave you with that question as we recap today's topic, which is focus versus attention, knowing the difference. Number one, attention is what you're looking at. Focus is what you see and take away from it. Point number two, being somewhere physically is one thing. Being present is another. Just because you did this thing or you did your job or you were at a certain place is not an achievement. It is what you take away from it. And if you're paying attention, if you are focused and while you're doing a certain task, not trying to quote unquote multitask, which is a misnomer, you can get a whole lot more done. Being at work is not the same as working. Hearing is not the same as seeing, not the same as listening, rather. Definitely not the same as seeing. Point number three, attention means you are taking notice of. Focus means the center of what you are taking notice of. Focus is a success key, people. Many people would agree that if they had better focus, their lives would be in a better position. So here's the thing. It is not that you need new things to look at. It is you need to take new things away from what you are looking at. When that changes, your results will change because you're giving your mind a different focus. Whatever your mind focuses on is what it creates. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. Today's show is brought to you by the Mental Workbook. Learn how to plan your days, condition your mind, and set your goals properly for the rest of your life. Find out more and get your Mental Workbook at DreAllDay.com/workbook. People like you who listen to the Work on Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read the Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life with three takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to the Daily Game at DreAllDay.com/game. That's DreAllDay.com/GAME. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.